This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating, and correction, this is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Preciado, P-R-E-C-I-A-D-O, first name Yolanda, Y-O-L-A-N-D-A, date of birth, January 28, 1963, date of evaluation, February 24, 2025. Referring physician is Dr. Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The source of information, patient, the HPI. The patient is a 59-year-old female who is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for surgery, period. It is anticipated that she will require cervical anterior discectomy, fusion at C5, C6, period. The HPI. The patient, as noted, is a 59-year-old female who was previously employed at Costco, period. She experienced an injury in approximately 2020, period. She stated that she was lifting an item when she injured her neck, period. She stated that she had a heavy lifting accident on October 20, 2020, when she was reaching overhead and was bringing down heavy items. At that time, she was working as a picker, P-I-C-K-E-R, for Costco. Initially, she noted right upper limb pain radiating to the cervical axial region, comma, right superior trapezius, right biceps, triceps, and right molar forearm, period. She described the pain as dull, constant, and rated it 7/10, period. She had associated symptoms with manual dexterity, balance issues, and subjective weakness, numbness, and tingling in the right upper limb and into the fingers, period. She noted that she was dropping things, period. She was initially placed on conservative therapies, period. She stated that she then felt that she was not progressing and was getting worse, period. She stated that she sought the referral of a different physician from her usual Kaiser physician, period. She was ultimately referred to Dr. Hassan, period. She has had ongoing pain involving the neck and radiating to right shoulder, period. She states that she is unable to perform any of her activities of daily living, period. The past medical history: diabetes, neck number hypertension, neck number hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, gabapentin, 300 milligram one TID, amlodipine, 10 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams one daily, metformin, 500 milligrams one daily, allergies, known drug allergies, family history. All family members have diabetes. Her father's side of the family all have had heart attacks, period. The social history, she is a smoker. She reports prior alcohol use, but denies drug use, period. Review of systems, constitutional, she has had weight gain. Ears, she has deafness. She apparently uses a hearing aid. Cardiac, she has palpitations only when running. Genital urinary, she has frequency and urgency. Neurologic, she has headache and incoordination. Psychiatric, she reports nervousness, depression, and insomnia. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 130/69, pulse 76, respiratory rate 20, height 60 inches, weight 137.2. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular examination, significant for a grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. Data review, ECG, sinus rhythm 72 beats per minute, non-specific T-wave abnormality, period. X-rays, cervical X-rays reveal severe multi-level degenerative changes with the presence of ventral osteophytes, period. New line, there is disc-based collapse, most pronounced at C5-6, period. There is preservation of cervical lordosis, period. There is evidence of retrolisthesis at C5-6, period. No evidence of fracture/dislocation. MRI, cervical spine, August 31, 2021. Degenerative changes most pronounced at C5-6, where there is trace retrolisthesis with uncovering of a broad-based disc osteophyte complex, asymmetric to the right, resulting in focal severe narrowing of the central canal at the level of the C5-6 disc base. There is severe right neuroforaminal stenosis and moderate to severe left neuroforaminal stenosis. There is punctate focus of increased T2 signal in the right posterior aspect of the cervical cord at the level of C5-6 disc base. Related to compressive myelomalacia, period. The impression, this is a 59-year-old female with work-related injury who has had progressive symptoms and had failed conservative management, period. She is now scheduled for a cervical anterior discectomy fusion at C5-C6, period. On examination, patient is noted to have a murmur in the aortic region, period. This it was not previously documented, period. She almost certainly is stable for her surgical procedure, period. However, would want to rule out aortic stenosis prior to proceeding with her surgery. Will therefore defer on clearance and proceed with echocardiogram prior to her surgery. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.